time to look at local history now. It's our hidden history. Charles Fay joins us as per usual. Charles, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark.
I thought we'd talk about Denali. I saw the other day, now I can't verify this, but I read somewhere that they reckon at one stage it had about 10% of the population of Victoria in Denali. Now, whether or not that can be verified, we can say, to use a technical historical term, she was a pretty big joint back in the day.
Yes, she may have been. Gold was discovered there in 1856, and it was suggested that people, you know, rushed out of places like Bendigo, and the population grew to about 60,000, I think, at one stage, which is a huge proportion of the Victorian population.
Wow.
But the problem is there was no census in 56, so we don't know the actual population, but it was quite big.
Yeah, that's always interesting, you know, because the trouble is if somebody has an estimate at the size of a town or the size of a crowd, and I must admit I've been complicit in this myself with some events over the years that various radio stations have put on, if you all start to say a particular number, that becomes essentially fact in most people's minds, regardless of whether it's based on science or, oh, it looks about 20 grand, 20,000 or whatever.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the unfortunate fact is that when they did take a census in 1861, there was only 426 people there. But that grew over the next decade.
It did. The other thing that I thought was really interesting about Denali is the fact that it actually sort of moved within the region slightly, I guess, chasing where the gold came.
Yeah, well, see, Denali itself was named after the pastoral station that was there from the 1840s onwards, and that itself is named after a place in Scotland. Now, the Denali station gets called Old Denali, and that's where the gold commissioner and the people administering the gold fields moved to. But the actual town of Denali was a bit was surveyed, I suppose, southeast of the town, and that becomes Denali today.
Right, yeah, because I reckon that the modern town now is actually the fifth location. So I don't know whether it was chasing the gold or someone was chasing them and they kept saying, "Hoy, we better move, keep ahead of them."
I mean, I think in the end it comes down to where the surveyors put down their pegs, that becomes the town.
Yeah, yep, show me the money, as the famous movie says. And talking of showing the money, they also got some very big nuggets in that area. They found some very big bits of gold around that general area.
Yeah, the area was famous for its large alluvial nuggets. And I suppose the largest of them was the Welcome Stranger, which was supposed to be 2,284 ounces.
Right.
It was found in February 1869. And I've tried to do some calculations. I reckon that was worth, in today's terms, about $700,000 to $800,000.
Ooh, handy. Where is it now? Is it in a museum or something? Do you know?
No, unfortunately, it got melted down and all we've got left is a sort of cast of it.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's disappointing, I guess, but still, that's what happens. And, of course, now it's just a lovely little town. It's still on a main rail line, but no passenger services. It's purely good stuff that goes through. And, of course, and they advertise with us too, the Denali Bakery, very, very well known for its fare.
Oh, okay. I must go there next time I drive up there, that way.
Yeah.
I mean, the other interesting thing I like about Denali is it's got some wonderful old buildings. I mean, they obviously expected the town to be bigger than it was. And, you know, the government built a wonderful courthouse, which has since become council chambers. And I think the London Chartered Bank built a very grand bank building in the main street of Denali, which is called the Broadway, which is, you know, has grand connotations, doesn't it?
Yes, it certainly does. Well, hey, why not? I guess back in the day, you know, reaping in all this gold, they would have thought, this is going to keep going like this. But unfortunately, it didn't. Still a beautiful little town, but 893 people now, according to the 2016 census. So
2016.
Yeah.
893. Well, that's a slight drop from 2011, where there were 908.
Oh, well, there you go. Wonder what happened to those other 100, where they went. But anyway, very interesting, of course. Always, this whole area is just fascinating with the architecture and the history. So thank you for sharing some thoughts on Denali with us, and look forward to having a chat next week.
Okay, catch you, Mark.
Good on you. Charles Fay, Hidden History, Gold, Central Victoria.